Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Cass, we're wondering.
What are you wondering?
You took the first big hit of drug.
I did.
How'd it go?
It was very interesting. So a couple weeks ago, I came on here and said I was thinking about starting GLP-1s. Ozempic, basically. I'm using one called Zepbound, which is a little different, but same gist. And I got so many people telling me their stories that it really worked for them. Of course, I talked to my doctor about it. I did my own research from qualified websites, decided to take it. So I took my first dose Saturday morning. And it was weird because it's an injectable. So you have syringes and you have to inject yourself. So as I'm prepping the needle and like double, triple, quadruple checking the instructions to make sure I don't kill myself because one of my low-key big fears is injecting an air bubble into my bloodstream and dying. So you bet I'm double checking.
But you're not injecting this into a vein.
No, just into your thigh. But still, you know what? I catastrophize. Okay, I've gotten a lot better. Thank you, Effexor. But still. And all I could think about, honestly, was Kristen and the TTC Club. Having to do this all the time, injections in order to conceive, and then all my diabetic friends who have to do this all the time, and I'm like, suck it up! You got this! These people do it all the time!
Is it a long-ass needle?
No, it's not very long, but I did bend it, so that was weird. Yeah, I see your face, Chris, and I pulled it out, and I'm like, this ain't straight no more. I did something wrong. So I injected it, little sting, not as bad as I thought, and I was like, all right, here we go. And within an hour, boom, the nausea hits. And I was like, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone warned me. A lot of people said, go talk to your provider about prescribing Zofran, which is an anti-nausea. So I had some of that. I took one and I started feeling good. The other thing that hit, the appetite. Gone. Just non-existent.
That's what it's supposed to do, right?
Yes, but it flagged me because at one point it had been by Sunday, 27 hours and all I had was a tuna fish sandwich. And I was like, okay, I need to, which... I had a friend reach out and say, I have to set reminders to eat. And I was like, ooh, sure, Jan. And here we are. And I had made myself eat that tuna sandwich the night before because we had been at a festival all day. I was surrounded by fried foods. I think I ate one tiny chicken nugget before that. And that was it. I didn't want it, which was so nice to be there and be like, not only am I not hungry, that is unappetizing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So is it almost like it not only... gets rid of the craving, but does it also make food seem gross?
Kind of. So food doesn't seem gross. Like if y'all were to break out food, I wouldn't be grossed out by it. But the thought of eating, I'm just not interested in it. And it does feel like I'm going to, ugh. But then when I do eat, I'm like, oh, this isn't bad at all. But yeah, it's a turnoff. I don't want to eat. I finally got hungry last night a little bit, which was nice because I want the hunger cues. I just want them normal. But for the first time, it was so nice to be able to enjoy a weekend and a festival and all this stuff without thinking about food all the time. The food noise is gone. And food noise, if you're not familiar with it, for a lot of overweight people, it's you're constantly thinking about the next meal, the next snack. It's like your body is always like, hey, we're going to have to eat soon. And even if you eat to fullness, it's always like, what's next? What's next? And that was gone. And so it was really nice to be able to just enjoy my life like that. I did get tired. That is a side effect. So I did a lot of sleeping this weekend. But
because you're not eating.
Yeah, I think that honestly, yeah. I think it was, that is one of the reasons why, but I think that was primarily it. Like I had a pounding headache and I was like, duh, you haven't eaten yet, idiot. Go eat some food.
Did they tell you to drink a whole bunch of water on
it
also? Okay.
So super thirsty. So I've been pounding water, which has been great. It's not been difficult to drink water. I'm not grossed out by water. I've got protein shakes just in case I don't feel like eating regular food yet. But so far, so good. I got some nausea right now, but it's not too bad. It's very low grade. And we're off, I would say, all things considered, mm-hmm. considering all the warnings I had been given about side effects, which people say last about 6 weeks, we're off to a really good start.
So this is just after the first shot. I don't know why I was assuming that it was a buildup in your system before you would feel these things. This was after the first shot.
Yeah, so it starts, it targets your receptors immediately. And honestly, the next day I could see some... I'm attributing it to Zepbound. I don't know. Correlation does not equal causation, but I felt like I saw a lot of inflammation reduction in my body because that's one thing it does as well, is it helps reduce inflammation, which is something I always struggle with. And so I looked in the mirror and I was like, dang, I look less puffy and I'm feeling better, which is nice. My joints are starting to feel a little better, which is a thing. But usually it takes a few weeks to properly kick in. And I'm on the small dose. You start on the small and then you upgrade to like the regular dose in a month or so. So once a week. But so far, so good.
AJ, good morning. You got some advice for Cass here.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
So, Cassie, I started semaglutide back in January, which is a similar medication. I was 300 pounds. I started off at 0.5 milligrams, injected myself into my stomach. Almost immediately, I had the nauseousness, but I drink plenty of water. And as far as food, it definitely gets rid of the food noise in your head. And when I started to eat, I got full off of very small portions. My issue is always when I sat down to eat, I would eat mass amounts of food. Now it's just smaller portions and I'm full. But I will tell you to make sure you do set reminders to eat and also make sure you drink plenty of water.
Yeah, I would also probably add that you want to make sure that you're getting enough electrolytes also, like a liquid IV or something like that.
Yeah,
because you could be drinking so much water that all that stuff's coming out you.
That's a good idea. And that's the next thing. And I've been taking a fiber supplement as well because that's a side effect, a little TMI this early in the morning. So it's good. The weird thing now is like right now I'm kind of hungry, but the thought of eating is just like the closest I can get to it is if you've ever been pregnant and you've been hungry while pregnant, but you had nausea at the same time. That's where I'm at.
Like nothing sounds good.
Yeah, nothing. And no, I'm not pregnant. And yeah. I tested before I started taking just to make sure because it's not proven safer in utero. But yeah, nothing sounds good, but I'm hungry. And that's a good problem to have, but it's a weird one. But God, I just have to say, like, living that day without thinking about food all the time, and I had a beer, I couldn't even finish it, and I was just like, is this what it's like for everybody else? Is this what it's typically like? Like, you don't think about it all the time, but you enjoy food when you get it, but it's just not always, like, calculating in your head, well, if I eat this, I can have that, and this and that, and then you don't have to finish everything on your plate. You can just eat until your food, because your body's not screaming at you, we're not going to eat again! You better fill up, and you're like, yo, there's a Wendy's down the street. I'm definitely going to eat again soon.
Here's Cricket, who wants to talk about your poops. Hey, Cricket, good morning.
Good morning. I don't necessarily want to talk about her poops, but I just thought I'd pass on the information. I'm a nurse, and I'm on the medication myself. It will freeze up your bowels for days if you don't eat. And if you don't take a stool softener, you'll be hurting.
All right, good to know. Thank you, Cricket.
See, here's the... I feel torn about saying what I want to say right now because I love you being happy about this journey.
No, so here's the thing. I'm trying to be realistic, which is why I wanted to tell everyone, like, hey, I do have nausea. I did get tired.
Yeah.
I am in a weird spot where I forgot to eat and I got a pounding headache from it. So I'm not trying to sugarcoat it as if this is the best thing ever. And I took it Saturday. So it's been 3 days on this. People have been on it for months. So, I mean, there's good and there's bad. And I knew that going in. But so say what you need to say.
Well, you mentioned it last week also. And I just want people, I think it's important to stress that anytime you put anything in your body, it's going to giveth in one area and taketh in another. And here you now are having to take Zofran and stool softeners and stuff like that. So it gives in one area, but it takes in some also. And that's any medication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I look at you're totally right, the benefits. So these are supposed to last, the symptoms usually last around 6 weeks, at least the nausea. media stuff. But my thing is, what I gain from it is not really just weight loss. It's not for vanity. I'm going to get better cholesterol levels because my food habits are changing. And I've already seen them change in real time. Stuff I would normally love to eat when I was hungry, not interested. So already I've been eating healthier. I'm drinking more water. I'm making sure I'm getting the right amount of fiber. So the benefits in the long term, because this has been studied, this specific one's at Bound for about, I think it's 5 to 10 years, and semaglutides are like 10 to 20 years already. They've been studied. But you're right. We don't know the long, long, lifelong effects. But you know what? I'm taking Effexor because my mental health isn't great. And it's there's give and there's take. And the same with this. So there's some take. But at the end of the day, I'm like, hey, I'm going to be around longer for my kids. Mm-hmm. My joints are going to feel better because I'm going to be carrying less weight. My asthma is going to get better because I'm going to be, again, not having like 1.5 people on my body, stressing my lungs. My heart's going to benefit. I have a fatty liver. That's going to go away if I continue to eat healthy. So when I look at the pros and cons, I'm like, sure, a little nausea versus all these benefits, hopefully a longer life, and I get to move with my kids better. Like, that's worth it to me.
Good for you. Do you?
Thank you.
The Bird Show.